You're listening to SBS News.
The 2019 Mapping Social Cohesion Survey, an annual report produced by the Scanlon Foundation, shows support for multiculturalism remains high at 85%, and over 90% of respondents also saying they feel a sense of belonging in Australia. But despite the optimism about multiculturalism, negative attitudes about Muslims remain high, with a stark contrast between respondents who were interviewed and those who self-completed an online survey. When people were asked about negative attitudes towards different faith groups, 21 to 25% of those interviewed held negative views about Muslims, but the rate in the self-completion survey was almost double at 40%. Professor Andrew Marcus from Monash University in Melbourne is the report's author.
So the finding on Muslim Australians and that big difference, it wasn't a surprise the first time we did it, but we've now done that three times, at 2017, 2018, 2019, and basically obtained the same result. So that level of difference is actually quite unusual. If I look at the self-completion survey, for the other groups, Christians, Buddhists and Hindus, it's in the range of 5 to 10%, pretty close in that range. But the Muslim figure is four times that level at 40%.
There were a total of 3,500 respondents, 1,500 via telephone interviews and 2,000 via the self-completion survey. Professor Marcus says that particular result indicates there is this underlying concern with some issues that people are reluctant to disclose if they are talking to an interviewer. On the question, have you experienced discrimination over the last 12 months on the basis of your skin colour, ethnicity or religion, rates have consistently increased since the first survey in 2007 from about 10% to 19% in more recent surveys. People who identify as Muslim or Hindu reported much higher rates of discrimination at 40%. Muhammad Al-Kafaji is the CEO of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia. He says anti-Muslim sentiment is an issue the government needs to address.
That should be a warning sign for all of us, and especially for our political leaders, to make sure that we address this issue before it becomes a bigger problem. There has also been a recent study that was released by the Islamophobia Register that has quantified some of those complaints and some of those attacks on people from Muslim backgrounds. And we need to make sure that there are policies and social cohesion programs in place to make sure that we facilitate a meeting between people so they understand and they understand each other's differences, each other's faiths and cultures.
Since 2011, the survey has also sought to determine the issues that are of greatest concern in the community, asking the open-ended question, what do you think is the most important problem facing Australia today? While concerns about the economy and unemployment have consistently topped the list, concern about environmental issues was the biggest change recorded from one year to the next, up from 10% to 19% in the telephone-administered survey and from 5% to 17% in the self-completion survey. Professor Marcus says the movement of an issue from quite far down in the middle of the list to ranking second is quite unusual in the history of the survey. He adds other findings also highlight changing public perceptions about environmental issues.
Another interesting finding was that in the past, say 2010, 2011, there were a lot of people indicating that what they're concerned about was that people talking about climate change was overblown. There was too much of it. They didn't believe it. They were sceptical. And in 2019, almost nobody is indicating that they're concerned because the issue is being overblown.
Nearly half of those aged 18 to 24 reported being the most concerned, with much smaller rates seen in those over 65. Hamza Farah is one young Australian who sees climate change as one of the most pressing issues affecting Australia today. The 23-year-old also has a professional interest in the area, completing a Master's in Environmental Studies and working as a sustainability advisor. But he also feels personally affected by the issue.
I'm trying to go to as many natural and beautiful landscapes that we have whilst we still have them and try and create those memories with families and friends prior to losing them to the catastrophic impacts.
Mr. Farah believes politicians should do more to respond to public concerns about climate change.
The technologies do exist. They're increasing. They're getting better by the month. They're getting this rapid progression in the scale of technologies and its availability. It's just about our willingness to have leaders who are willing to take action and who are willing to put the public interests before their own.
Professor Marcus says the survey shows very high positive results on questions about the economic benefits of immigration and whether it is good that immigrants bring new ideas and cultures, with between 75 and 85% agreeing it's a good thing for Australia to have immigration. But he says the results are lower on other immigration-related issues.
But when we ask people, do you think that the government is managing population growth well? And are you concerned that immigration has got an impact on quality of life, on overcrowding, on house prices, on the environment? When we're asking these sort of questions about government management and the impact of immigration on quality of life, what we're picking up is that in the self-completion survey, 60% or more of people indicating concern.
The survey found concern at the level of immigration marginally declined from 43% in 2018 to 41% this year, while the proportion agreeing the intake is about right or too low sits at 53%. The Scanlon Foundation says less concern about immigration levels has been found in three other 2019 surveys with a similarly worded question, including one by a Lowy Institute poll, finding those of the view that the intake was too high fell from 54% in 2018 to 47% this year. Has Dalal, the executive director of the Multicultural Foundation and the chairman of SBS, says the discussion around immigration has become better informed.
I think there's been some excellent research, particularly the one around the Deloitte's one with SBS, where we actually showed the economic benefits of social cohesion. I think people get a better understanding of the values of not only the economic contributions and factors around immigration, but also the benefits through into social cohesion. A lot of the media are now being able to tell the stories of families and narratives of migrants and the contributions that they make. I think there's a much more informed sense of understanding around immigration, and I think that helps with that acceptance.
On the issue of happiness, 84% said they had been very happy or happy over the last year, but there had been a steady increase in levels of pessimism since the survey began, with young people reporting the highest rates, increasing 10% since 2007. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.